Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Hi, guys. It's Emma Chamberlain. This is Stupid Genius. Welcome back to the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Remember when I used to say that?
Oh, my God. I know. Every episode.
I mean, I kind of missed it, so I just said it again. It felt really good. It's like muscle memory.
I can't believe you remembered that. You never remember anything.
Right? I never remember literally. And I can't read either. So, like, it's just so awesome how I just am such an idiot. But no, but it's fine because... Anyway, so for today's episode, we're going to be talking about... Why do fish get thirsty? No, wait, no.
Do fish drink water?
Help me.
Blooper reel.
Why do fish... Hey, listen. So, wait, my name is Kenny. So, no, why do fish drink water? Question mark. Thank you. Stupid. I'm hungry, okay? And I don't even have time to eat after this because I have to go to a fucking dermatologist appointment because my mom says that my acne makes me look like a like the moon with craters on it. No, she's never said that, ever. But I've just said that she said it because I thought it would be funnier if I said that she said it, but really that's what I say about my face. My mom does make me go to the dermatologist. I would not go otherwise. So anyways, today we're going to be talking about do fish drink water? Because you have to think about it. They're in water, right? So do they drink? I've never eaten a fish before, ever, because I'm vegetarian and fish... Actually, one time I did a video where I tried meat and I ate fish and it was honestly really, really anticlimactic. It kind of just tasted like an eraser. Like a pink... one of those pink pearl erasers. I feel like that's what that would taste like. Like... And I have eaten an eraser before.
That's my question. Why have you eaten an eraser?
I get hungry during class. I start nibbling. Okay. I've done it. It's happened. And I just like to put things in my mouth. Okay. You know what, Kristen? You took it there.
They used to have this thing of like sugar cubes when I was in elementary school, like in a jar, because we would use them to count. And so whenever we had reading time, I would sit on the floor and eat like the stale
no,
sugar cubes.
No, you know any people have touched those.
I know. But I survived.
Wait, that reminds me of a story of one time when I saw my crush pick his booger in class, and then he picked his nose and stuck it on a block, and I watched him do it.
Ew.
Fucking, and he was my crush too. Flash forward to my to last episode where I talked about how everybody has a douchebag phase where they like douchebags. My elementary school crush, absolutely a douchebag, and he fucking put his booger on the blocks. He doesn't care about women. So anyways, he literally did it and he knew that I was watching him. He was like, yeah, look at me. I don't give a fuck about what you think about me, bitch. I was like, I want you to want to impress me. He didn't care. Booger on block. End of story. So... fish. Yeah. Erasers. Where were we?
Don't eat fish. They taste like
erasers. I don't eat fish because it tastes like an eraser and I don't care about it. I also try to, I only eat eggs. That's my only animal product I eat. And do you know what? Fuck it. Sometimes I'll put cheese on my salad. Sue me. I'm trying. Okay. But I feel like I've been on the go so much that I'm just like, if there's a little cheese shred, sue me, you know? Anywho. So, I think we're good. Let's do the word of the day. I have my dermatologist appointment after this.
Yeah.
I am just stressed. All right.
Get it.
Let me get through this.
Let's do this.
So what the word of the day is osmosis.
Yes.
Can I try to remember what it is? Because I think I remember.
Tell it to me.
Osmosis is when. Fuck. It's when. It has to do with the cells, right? Or no? That's. Oh, that's a different thing.
I think it's photosynthesis.
Osmosis is when like the liquids. Even out, tell me.
It's the movement of water or other solvent through a plasma membrane from a region of low solute concentration to a region of high solute concentration.
Yes, okay, that's kind of what I was actually trying to say, but I did not do it correctly. But I'm glad that I had the right visual in my head. That at least makes my ego feel good because I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, I saw you doing the water movement, so you know.
I knew, but I didn't. But anyway, the vocab is where I, anyway. Okay. So then, I think I already know the answer. Watch me get this in the first guess. Literally watch me get this in the first guess. I am on my shit today. Well, we're going to get this podcast episode's 5 minutes in and out. We're fucking talked about erasers and how they taste like fish. Now I'm leaving. That's it. Let's just get into guessing. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for. Like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. How do fish drink water?
Do they drink water?
Do they drink water? I'm going to say for my first guess, no, they don't drink water. And in fact, what they do is that water seeps through their skin into their body, and then they purify it of the salt, and then they consume it, and then they poop out the salt. How is that?
Pretty much 90% correct.
No fucking way. Should I try again?
We shouldn't have done a yes or no question. it probably would have been a better idea.
Right. It's okay.
I'll tell you the answer. They don't technically drink water like we do. Instead, it diffuses through their body from the surrounding water in a process called osmosis. Mm-hmm. How this happens depends on whether they live in freshwater or saltwater.
Okay.
So all fish do need to take in water, but they probably don't drink it.
So it doesn't go through their mouth?
No.
So it could go. It could be going through their asshole.
It could.
And do they pee or no?
They do. Yeah, they pee, I think.
So basically what you're saying is when I drink the ocean water, I'm drinking fish pee.
They urinate through their gills or through a urinary pore. Yeah, maybe that should have been the question. Do fish pee? Or through a urinary pore. The latter eliminates urine through the kidneys, and salt water goes through the gills. Saltwater varieties excrete most urine through the gills. Ew.
Interesting, but also
ew. So they breathe through their gills and they pee through their gills, right?
Yeah, that's a little nasty. But then again, I guess humans like throw up when they're sick and also eat.
Yeah, that's true.
And so sometimes the holes are never mind. Jesus, fuck. Sometimes they have anyways. So let's talk about me now. This podcast episode was short because I am so fucking smart. And I'm sorry that I am so smart. You know? Because this podcast would probably be more interesting if I was a little bit more stupid, but I mean, rumor has it I'm a fucking genius. And I'm a stupid genius. Think about it.
But now it's time to talk about me. So let's consider what we will talk about now. Because I don't know. And also because I already filmed an episode today, so now I've just ran out. Can you tell? But also it's fine, because it's called grinding. I'm on my grind, bitch.
You filmed an episode or you recorded?
I mean, one? I recorded. See, I'm just such a YouTuber, guys. I'm just wired like that. Like, that's all I know. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
How is Declan doing?
Declan is so fucking annoying.
Oh, so the honeymoon phase is over.
The honeymoon phase is officially over.
Why?
Because he's going through his teen phase and he tries to rip my bracelet. You can literally see on my hand. Well, you might not. They're all healing now because I lock him out of my room when I
sleep. I see scratches.
I have scratches everywhere and I don't want to clip his nails because I'm scared that I'm going to get too close to the quick, which makes their nails bleed if you cut them too short. So I don't cut his nails. And I got him all these scratching posts so that he would wear down his nails on his own, but he's not really using them. So he just has these large talons. The chickens have large talons.
Thank you. I was literally going to say that.
So glad we're on the same page. If you don't know that reference, just turn this unsubscribe, bitch. But yeah, he just tries to rip my jewelry off. And he also will like bite my earlobes. He tries to bite my jewelry off. He loves shiny things. He also, my dad recently was visiting because my dad built me a whole new closet arrangement. It's insane. Because I had just fucking buy too many puffer jackets and it takes up all my space. So like he built for me this like IKEA structure that is like a rack with like drawers. It's incredible.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'm so relieved. He did that literally in whatever. So supposedly like Declan was just like running and then sliding into my dad's work and just like, and all the fucking like pieces were flying everywhere, flying under things. Like it was a mess. My dad was so, by the time my dad left, he was like, I never want to see that little asshole ever again. I was like, yeah, but when he's in a good mood though, the snuggles go crazy. So it's like, you got to kind of, it's like, it's hot and cold. It's like a woman on her period. Sometimes it's just completely just unbearable. But then sometimes it's like, you know what? Maybe they're not so bad after all. Although I think I'm just a pure nightmare on my period. I am PMS. Every time I am PMSing, I just like, oh, I am such a bitch. I mean, we say this every week, but I'm PMSing right now and I've just been so rude and I feel really bad because it's not anyone else's fault.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I'll figure it out. But I'm not easy to work with and I'm just a bitch. But I'm actually nice to my,
I don't think you're difficult to work with. You're super nice.
See,
right
but
now.
For me, like what I think is difficult to work with really isn't that bad. Maybe.
Okay.
Like, cause I just think I'm being evil. Also, like, I just am like, okay, you know, when you're, you know, when you're, this is for all men, plug your, no, I'm just kidding. This is good for you to learn. But like, you know, when you're PMSing or whatever, and you just like, I think I might've talked about this before, but you like, you're doing like a simple task. Like, let's say you're like, for example, for me, I can think of specifically, I have this trash chute and I like put my boxes down it, but the trash chute's pretty narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's either I have to go all the way down to the garage and throw it away into the dumpster, or I can try to shove it down the trash chute as best as I can. And sometimes the boxes don't fit. So I either have to like fold them up or whatever. Well, this one time I was like,
Oh, I'm, well, actually, no, this was like 2 days ago. I'm very much PMSing at this point, and I'm trying to get this box down the very narrow trash chute, and the box wasn't fitting. I was just fucking shoving it, and it was not going to fit. But for some reason, when you're PMSing, you're so angry that you're like, no, bitch, you're going to fucking fit down this trash chute. So I was like beating the shit out of it. Anyways, so that was that. But you know, when you just like get, I feel like I'm just a little bit, a step up above my normal violence when I'm PMSing, you know?
How violent do you get?
Just like trying to push inanimate objects down my trash chute. Like nothing crazy. I'm not like beating anyone. I'm very not a physical like that.
See, when I get PMSy, I just want to sleep.
True. I've been so tired. I just get so tired.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to take a fucking nap and, like, lay down.
Yes. You and I are synced up right now.
Are we synced up? Yes. Are you PMSing right now?
Yes.
I also hate how bloated I get.
Yes.
I cannot handle
that. That's how I'm feeling today.
It makes me feel, it's like I constantly feel like I maybe have to shit, but I'm just bloated. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just air. It's just air.
It's literally water and air and fire. Air, water, and fire in there. All the elements.
Clothes don't fit as well. It's
no,
just like.
No, and I'm just like, feel like I'm, and I'm also pale right now. So I just feel like I'm so like not in my best state. And I just feel so yes. shitty. But it's fine because that's like whatever.
Yeah.
It happens. It's part of. I want to be tan, but it's kind of not possible. I need to go to Hawaii. If anyone wants to send me to Hawaii, just let me know. I'm down to go to back to Maui. I love that shit. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending. Your style at Walmart. I kind of want Whole Foods sushi right now.
Ooh.
It sounds so good.
Whole Foods has great sushi.
Why is their sushi so good and so cheap?
That's true. Amazon.
Literally, 7-Eleven sushi walked so that Whole Foods sushi could run, and that is something I live by. I am obsessed with it. It's so good. It's like better than some sushi I've gotten at sushi restaurants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brown rice, avocado, cucumber roll. Tofu spring rolls with peanut sauce would marry that.
I feel like it's because they're there making it constantly.
And it's so fresh and mm-hmm. it's so good. And the avocado is just, bitch! I love sushi so much. I love any kind of like, Asian boxes. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it. Asian box is so good. You need to try it.
What's in an Asian box?
It's like, you can kind of customize it. And it's like, they have them in my hometown and that's where I found them. And they also have them in LA a little bit. I have to Postmate it because it's all the way in Century City. And if you think I'm driving all the way to Century City, you are on drugs. So I Postmate it. But it's like you can choose like your base. It's like brown rice, white rice, noodles, veggies, whatever. I always do brown rice. And then you can do like your protein of choice. And then you're like all these really delicious toppings and all these delicious fucking sauces. And it's just so good. And I haven't had Asian box in a few days. And I think I need to
have it. Sounds like a poke bowl.
It's kind of like a poke bowl, but it's not fish as much. It's more like meat. So it's like I do tofu, but you can get like beef or fucking chicken or pork or whatever. It's like not pokey. You okay. know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's so good and the toppings are so good and it's so but it kind of gives me a stomachache. Everybody's always like, if I'm like complaining about a stomachache, they're like, did you eat Asian box again? I'm like, yeah. But what's the problem with it? It's so... Wait, I'm literally going to cry thinking about how good it is. I want to eat it so bad. Maybe I'll eat that, but it just takes like 2 hours to post me because it's from so far away.
First world problems.
Seriously. Like, I'm such a little baby. But I am like... That's my one pleasure in life is food, though. Like, I love food. Like, that's my one thing where I'm like, let me live here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are your top five food choices?
Okay, so number one, Asian box for sure. Number two, Whole Foods sushi. Number three, there's this vegan place
You know Crossroads on Melrose?
No.
Crossroads is this vegan place in LA that is like famous chef started the restaurant. So everything's fucking incredible and it's vegan. So there's this vegan pizza. This might be my favorite food. It's this vegan pizza. It's a mini little personal pizza. And it's like they do this like almond ricotta fake cheese, which honestly to me would have sounded gross until I tried it. It is out of this world. It's so fucking good. It's like better than cheese with vegan like meatballs on it. My friends that eat meat are obsessed with it. It's the best pizza I've ever had.
Really?
It's so fucking good.
I'm going to go out on a limb here because I've had vegan pizza recently mm-hmm. and gluten-free pizza too.
Yep.
It is better than regular pizza.
I'm getting so into it. He's like, no.
Fight me.
Okay, I've had some really, really, really good vegan pizzas that have been 100% better than regular pizza. But I've also had some regular pizza that is so good.
Yeah.
You know?
The thing I like about vegan gluten-free pizza is that they try harder to make it taste good.
That is true. There's a lot more flavor in the sauce usually or something. They'll like
caramelized
try.
Onions and like vegan bacon is like, oh.
Where did you get that?
There's a place in my neighborhood called Cruiser's Pizza.
Oh my God, I've heard of that. I've always wanted to try it.
Cruiser's Pizza and then another place called Lucifer's. And both have
Lucifer's is near
Lucifer's has killer gluten-free vegan pizza.
Wait, okay, I need to do that. Also, cauliflower crust is good.
I love cauliflower crust.
There's this place, Fresh Brothers. Have you ever been to Fresh Brothers?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
Now we're just talking about food.
I know, right? This is the food. This is the mukbang episode. Oh, I also love Acai Bowls from Ubatuba. Mm. If you've ever been there, it's on Melrose again. I just eat on Melrose.
So if you're in LA, all these places Crossroads, that Emma just said.
These are my favorite restaurants. Asian Box, Crossroads, Ubatuba for Acai Bowls. These are all recommendations. Oh, the Heart and the Hunter for... That's such a good mini one, though. I don't even want it. I almost don't. That's like my little secret. I'm like, do I cut that out? No.
And your ramen place.
Oh, Tatsu Ramen is so good. Fuck.
Come to LA and go to all of Emma Chamberlain's
restaurants. The Heart and the Hunter has the best fucking avocado toast I've ever tried. It's so incredible.
Ooh.
Also, Fresh Brothers for vegan pizza. Also, Crossroads for vegan pizza. I mean, yeah, you get it. You get it. You get it. Also... Katsuya for sushi is really good. I mean, you can't go wrong with
sugar
that, right?
Fish is better, but
is it really? I haven't had it, but no. Do you know what they do at Katsuya that's so good? They do so you know how they have like the rock shrimp sushi?
Mm-hmm.
They do that, but with cauliflower instead, and it literally tastes so. It's like rock shrimp sushi, but instead of being rock shrimp, it's cauliflower that's like cooked in the exact same way. Oh. So it pretty much tastes like the rock shrimp. I've tried one rock shrimp before because I wanted to see how similar it was. On point, Katsuya, vegan cauliflower rock shrimp imitation sushi thing. So good. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. I'm hungry.
Before you go, next week is Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So do you have any tips to avoid like fights?
Okay, yeah. So next month, in like 3 years, it's going to be Thanksgiving. So let me help you prepare. No. So yeah, if you guys are preparing for your Thanksgiving, number one, if anybody is like, how old do you think I am now? Always shoot low. Okay. So if they're like, if your grandma, tell her she looks 40, fuck it. Even though she's going to be like, you're lying, honey. It's better than saying she looks her age. Next, don't fucking talk about politics. Do you know how many times my family has gotten into politic arguments? It just makes everyone uncomfortable. Don't do it. Shut up. My dad likes to start the arguments. Moving on. He loves it. He loves to just stir the pot. It's Thanksgiving. It's been a few hours and he's like, wants to just bring up something that's going to anger half the family and make the other half of the family cheer. What's going on? It's so annoying. Dad, if you're listening to this, can we just have one holiday where you're not trying to cause a fucking political argument? It's seriously, why does it have to be my dad? Anyway, love you, Dad. Well, he just is like, he likes the argument. He thinks it's funny.
He likes the
He
discussion.
Literally does it as a joke, but like it then becomes real. And then all the kids are crying in the bathroom hiding.
Wow.
Because Grammy threw a plate or something. No, I don't know. That's never happened. It's not like that deep. Okay, number three. My biggest tip for Thanksgiving is to work out before, because number one, you can stomach more food and it just is easy to eat a fuck ton. Number two, it tastes better when you've worked out. Mm. Like, and also you feel better because you don't feel as like
food coma-y.
Yeah.
If you work out before, I feel like it kind of evens itself out and you actually feel so much better. And last but not least, eat some stuffing for me, bitch. All right. Are they going to be, the next episode's coming out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, now you're prepared. Happy Thanksgiving a week early. I'll also say happy Thanksgiving in the next episode. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I have to go pee and eat Whole Foods sushi bars. All right, talk to you later. Bye.